Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up on the Beltway Blitz in mere moments, we'll talk Nats baseball. They've won three in a row. Juan Soto stayed hot. Matt Wayrick of NBC Sports Washington is on deck. Talk NBA Finals and Wizards basketball. They've got a new head coach. Mike Prado will join us. Giannis dropped 50 in a clincher last night. And we are closing in on training camp. We are just over 1 week away
from
the start of camp in Richmond. Let's do the thing. Matt Paris of the Washington Times, talking football team with us, all coming up in the Beltway Blitz. Danny, what did we eat for lunch today? Are we fueled? Are we ready to go right now?
I had a thin, slim pizza crust from Thin Slim Foods that I heated up in the oven, 350 degrees, about 10 minutes, took it out of the oven, topped it with some cheese, some salami, and some tomato sauce that we had, put it back in the oven for about 10 more minutes, and ate it. It was terrible, but that's what I had for lunch.
Wow. So this is actually a window into when you come back and we play how much weight did Danny gain on vacation. The number might not be that big if you're thinking healthy while you're there.
All I'm doing is telling you the truth, but I'm also giving you a limited window. Is it misleading? Is it a true sample? What's the plus or minus?
No, but in the past, there's never been that.
Yes,
you've never done what you did today. And that's how you've gained close to 30 pounds in 2 weeks. So for you to pull that off again, you probably have to go as hard as you can at every meal. So you might have really helped yourself not break a record this time.
This could be intrigue. This could be mystery. This could be misdirection. No one knows right now. Nobody knows.
We will play how much weight did Danny gain on vacation when his beach stay ends. Are you planning on coming back? Where are we at on that? Because it has been a while.
I'm going to come back.
Okay.
I'm going to come back because we looked it up, but there are other renters coming to the house next week.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Let's get to our Beltway Blitz. We will start on the diamond. I mentioned Matt Wayrick, NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk Nats with us. Last night, Paolo Espino picked up where John Lester left off. No home run for him, but he did throw five scoreless. This Marlins team is ripe for the picking right now. Nats looking for a sweep tonight. Matt, what was your takeaway from yesterday's game for the Nationals?
Yeah, it was a pretty cut and dry, boring win for the Nationals, and I think that's exactly how Davey Martinez likes them. The bullpen got it done, and the back end, Kyle Finnegan, Daniel Hudson, and Brad Hand each pitched scoreless innings, which honestly I thought was the biggest takeaway for them with how shaky the bullpen has been for them in recent weeks. So if that can really settle in and really bridge those later innings for the starters and take some pressure off, I think that'll go a long way.
I'm all in on the – I don't care who plays left field. You can put a statue out there. As long as it gets Josh Bell and Ryan Zimmerman in the lineup sometimes, especially against lefties. Are we going to see that? How often are we going to see it? What do we know?
Yeah, we're expecting it to happen at some point. Bell has been taking reps out there in left field during practice for the Nationals, so they're trying to get him out there at some point. Zimmerman was in the lineup yesterday. I would expect that they want Bell to be in there every single day at this point with how hot he's been over the last 6 to 8 weeks. So I expect it to happen sooner rather than later.
Zim's driven in four in his last two games, so he's heating back up. It is interesting to me. Like, everyone keeps talking about Ryan Zimmerman like it's still May, and he's still killing the ball. He's hitting 154 in his last seven, 138 in his last 15, and 149 in his last 30. Now, a big part of that is that he's not getting regular at-bats. It's difficult to stay hot when you're not getting those at-bats. But I'm just interested in the fact that people are like, you got to have both of them in the lineup. Zim isn't necessarily doing a lot. It's good to see that he's picked it up, but we still think about, I think, things like it's still April. Like, Bell stinks. Zimmerman's one of the best hitters in the sport. Like, things have changed since the beginning of the year a little bit.
Yeah, no, Bell should be the everyday player at first base. I think getting Zimmerman in there against left-handed pitchers is probably your best bet. If you want to maximize his production in any other case, you probably don't really need him in the lineup. You know, having Josh Harrison playing left, you know, however you're going to end up working that out, you're probably going to get better production against right-handed pitching if you don't play Zimmerman in that case. So, yeah, I think if you play him against lefties, that's good. You know, he's going to give you an advantage there, some extra pop in the lineup. But playing him at, you know, the cleanup spot, hitting behind Soto, that might not necessarily be where you want him to play.
Yeah, hitting well over 300 against lefties. Steven Strasburg threw a bullpen. Do we see Steven Strasburg pitch before, let's say, August 10th? Is he in a major league uniform pitching?
I think that's a pretty good over-under to set right now. Right where he's at right now, he seems to be back on a normal five-day progression. I expect him to have some type of simulated game this week before making a rehab start next week. So we might be seeing him maybe 15 days from now. So, you know, it's going to kind of depend. I think if we're not seeing him by August 10th, something's probably gone wrong.
I do wonder how much of an impact he'll make, because when you bring him back, you're going to have to treat him with kid gloves. He's going to be on these restrictions as you build him up. And is he going to be able to actually make a big impact, do you think?
I mean, that's the huge question right now, and they need him to be at his best, you know, when he comes back. The pitching, Mike Rizzo said it on the Junkies yesterday, you know, the pitching has not been what the Nationals have been accustomed to, particularly out of the rotation. They really need their starters to give them more innings. You know, they saw John Lester go seven. That was an anomaly. You know, that's something that they really haven't been getting out of him this year. And so when Strasburg comes back, the biggest thing they're going to need from him is length. So you want him to be completely healthy and ready to go 100-plus pitches right from the get-go. Yeah, they'll probably take it a little bit easy, but, you know, with where they are in the standings right now, they can't afford to have too long of a leash.
Matt, thank you, buddy. Be well.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Appreciate it, dude. Let's talk some Wiz, please. Mike Prada joins us. I am a fan of Mike Prada because he knows hoops. Before we get to the Wizards specifically, just give me your general thoughts here. I had fun. I know you're a hoops junkie like me, Mike, and you've forgotten more about the sport than I'll ever know, but I really enjoyed those finals. To me, no matter which team won, I had reasons to be excited for both. It wasn't traditional powers. It was just a blast to watch for me.
It was terrific. And look, I hate to say, I told you so, y'all, but you can look at some of my Twitter history. You can look at some of my previous appearances. I wanted this matchup. These teams, they had great regular season games. They've matched up really well stylistically. So we got the match we wanted, and it did not disappoint. So honestly, I'm feeling like kind of for a lot of people who hadn't maybe watched these teams as much in the regular season, who are just used to sort of the teams that in the biggest markets, the glamour names being there in the end. It was kind of fun to see everybody else come to the same sort of realization that I think I did and others did, that, hey, these two teams really matched up well. They put on quite a show, and it was a little different. It was a little different than what we're used to. So, no, I thought it was great, and I'm happy to see everybody else seem to love it.
It was so fun. It was the best. Last time we had you on, Mike, I was out in Denver. We were talking about Giannis, and I've just pulled like heck for this guy for a long time because I think he got a bad rap with people saying stupid things about him. What a series he had. What a story he is. What a great, wonderful night for basketball it was to just watch this humble superstar get to the top of the mountain. I mean, what do you make of this culminating chapter of this book that he's putting together?
Man, if this is a culminating chapter, I mean, he is only 26. He's still got a long time left in his career, you know, so I look forward to this.
He's not going to have a better chapter than this week, though. I mean, he might be able to win another one. He might be able to do more stuff, but this is pretty special.
What did Kevin Garnett say when he won his first title? Anything is possible. I mean, at this point, why would you doubt him? You know, I think that there's so much that's written and said about his background, his story, his journey to this point, how it was one in a million, all of that. The thing that I think is really fun about him and really different, it's just he's relentless, man. He plays with so much energy. He's always going full throttle. He's always rushing, seemingly always in the play. And not to say that other players don't do that, of course, but I think it's just different with him in the way he affects the game. And I think, again, however you believe like sort of the him as a player, his background, or whether you DJ Ripple or whatever, it's just a different type of thing. And I think it's good for the NBA that someone different, some sort of different style of play can triumph.
Mike, this might have been a different postseason if Kawhi Leonard's not hurt, or Anthony Davis isn't hurt, or Harden, or Irving, or a million other things.
Man, he killed Joy, dude.
Here's where I'm going with this. It could have been different, but these two teams were built really well. And you put yourself in a position to be built really well for when those dominoes fall. So here were those two teams that took advantage and Milwaukee wins it. How do the Wizards become one of those teams for the first time in my life?
Oh, man. How long do you have? You know, I think it's going to take quite a lot. They are, like, light years away. I think they probably know they're light years away. So, but, man, it'll take a lot. The one solace I think a Wizards fan should have is the way these Bucks team was built. I mean, we're talking about the 15th pick in a draft. We're talking about a throw-in in a trade for somebody else. And we're talking about a whole lot of other stuff that you can't possibly script or possibly expect. And it kind of just happens. So no matter what people say, there is no model for building a great team. The model for building a great team is to build a great team and then make up the rules later. So if it can happen to Milwaukee, it can happen to anybody.
Mike Prada, appreciate the time as always. Good information. Love talking hoops with you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Be well.
See you, buddy.
Let's move along on the Blitz. Matt Paris, Washington Times, on the Washington football team. Matt, you about ready? We're about 1 week away from the start of training camp. It's here.
Yeah, I'm getting ready there. You know, still hasn't hit me just quite yet, but I'm looking forward to Richmond.
Matthew, what's your biggest story heading into training camp? Is it quarterback stuff? Is it, you know, sort of defense? Is it Jamin Davis? Is it kind of the new offensive weapons? Just kind of give me your biggest thing that you want to see day one.
Yeah, I hate to be the boring conventional guy, but it is the offense. It is just how much is Ryan Fitzpatrick going to lead this group? You know, we've been so used to substandard quarterback play here with Alex Smith, Dwayne Haskins, Colt McCoy, you name it. It just really hasn't taken off. And this is a guy who has performed at quite a high level the last 2 years. And so does he have what it takes to make Washington and even an average offense? And if they are, then what does their record look like? You know, I'm kind of fascinated by Fitzpatrick's arrival.
Yeah, you and me both and everybody else. I think quarterback aside, though, because that's the big question, what are they missing? Like, if we get to the end of this year, I don't care if they missed the playoffs or they win a playoff game. When this thing ends, and it was fun, and we go, they still are this away. Aside from quarterback, what do you think that could be?
Yeah, you know, I kind of have a little bit of question marks about the offensive line still. They've obviously made a lot of changes there, but is that sustainable long-term? I mean, you're going to lose Brandon Scherff probably next offseason. How do you replace that? And then you kind of look at their defense and linebackers still. You know, Jamin Davis is a great start, but probably going to need to bring in a few other pieces there. Maybe another slot corner. Is safety ever going to get fixed? You know, they have a couple weak spots on the roster here where I don't think of them as a legitimate contender, but maybe they're trending towards maybe getting that way.
What will be different about the running back position this coming season? Is it more Antonio Gibson catching passes? Is it just more of him? Or is there kind of this running back by committee, more J.D. McKissic running? I didn't see he's gained weight. Just kind of how do you envision this position rolling out?
Well, we didn't see McKissic at OTAs because he was dealing with a personal matter. So we never really saw him out there. But, you know, keep that in mind. But, you know, it definitely does seem like Gibson is going to be involved in the passing game a little bit more. He shined when he got those opportunities last year. They really like how he progressed. It's just a matter of, you know, he admitted earlier in the offseason that he's still dealing with this turf toe issue from last year. So can he make it through a full season healthy? And if he does, then what's the jump? Is he going to have over 1,000 yards? Can he get back to double-digit touchdowns again? Those are kind of the things I'm interested in seeing.
Matt, we will be reading your work in the Washington Times. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Be well. That is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. The NHL expansion draft is tonight. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. I think it's going to be televised on ESPN2 in some way. The Seattle Kraken, or if you're Ryan, the Kraken, are getting ready to stretch their tentacles out, and they're going to steal some players from teams all over the National Hockey League. Because it's expansion draft day in the NHL, in honor of every team having to decide what players they were going to protect, you can't have them. What players they were going to expose, feel free to take these guys off our hands. We've got a bunch of categories where we have to pick one item to protect and one item to expose. I'm thinking, Danny, things like days of the week and holidays and musicians mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. animals. What are you protecting? What are you exposing? If you want to give us a category where Danny and I have to protect something and expose something, we're going to do that next at 800-636-1067. You can jump in on the Gambit DC listener lines. Expansion draft day in hockey. Time to protect and expose some things on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is good. I don't know why it's so quiet, though. All right, come in with this one next segment. All right, here's what we're going to do on Grant and Danny right now. I think this is going to be fun. My early prediction is where this is going to kill. People are going to do it on the phones. It's going to be hopping. Everyone's going to be happy, and we're going to do this for more than the one segment it's allotted. But maybe I'm completely wrong, and I don't know anything about anything. I'm new to this whole radio thing.
Yeah, we did Deion Sanders walking out of a press conference for an hour. So who knows? You never know what's going to happen.
I've only been at this thing for 23 years now, so maybe I'm off by a couple. So here's what I'm thinking. I want to protect and expose items in various categories, with this being the NHL expansion draft night, meaning players are getting plucked off of various teams all over the National Hockey League by the Seattle Kraken. And that's right, Ryan. It's the Kraken, not the Kraken.
It's the Kraken.
So, I got categories. We'll go around the room. We're going to protect one and expose one item. And we already got fans lining up with categories where they want to hear us make one protection and one exposal? I don't think that's right, but I'm going to go with
it. Exposure.
Yeah. Exposure. I'll take that, too. 800-636-1067. You got a category for us. So, the first one. I want a snack protected and exposed, Danny. What snack are you protecting? What snack are you exposing?
The organization is going to protect combos. Every road trip, every time you get in the car, combos taste 74% better. They are versatile. They come in a package. I'm going to protect combos as a snack. The snack that I'm going to expose, we don't like him on our roster. We signed him to a bad contract. People try to pretend that these snacks are acceptable and they are served in a big dish. We're going to expose vegetables with little dipping sauce
as a snack.
Yeah, people do that. They go celery in the dipping sauce, carrot sticks in hummus. We're exposing carrots and celery and hummus.
I'm going to protect movie theater popcorn at all costs. No other team is taking movie theater popcorn from me. That's my guy. I signed that guy to a lifetime contract. It's mine, not yours. I'm protecting movie theater popcorn. I will expose Star Crunch. I don't know if anybody knows about Star Crunch. Star Crunch is a snack served in like a box and a little package. It's like you get it after a youth soccer game or when you get home from school. Not a good snack. I'm exposing Star Crunch.
Darius, I've never heard of Star Crunch.
What are you protecting? What are you exposing? Snacks.
Never heard of Star Crunch either. I am protecting Oreos at all costs.
Good man.
All flavors of Oreos, except for the carrot cake ones. Those can pounce in. But
even birthday cake?
Oh, birthday cake Oreos are just the best. I hope you're not making.
By the way, Oreo does such a good job at actually making things taste like they're going to.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. A lot of companies are like, this potato chip tastes like mac and cheese. And you're like, no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It smells
like
mac and cheese, and it tastes bad.
That's right.
Oreos are really good at that.
I'm going to expose hard pretzels. Hard pretzels, completely overrated. Give me soft pretzels all day. Hard pretzels can go.
I hope I'm the GM of the Kraken.
I can't wait to draft them. I can't wait to draft hard pretzels.
Danny,
first round pick.
I'm plucking hard pretzels off your roster fast.
They're out there.
Left wing, first team forward, 40 goals. Enjoy the power play time.
I'm building my whole roster around hard pretzels. When you walk into my new arena in Seattle, the picture on the side of the
arena,
wall, it's going to be hard pretzel in its helmet and skates, and that's going to greet everyone when they come in.
I'll make this short and sweet. I'm protecting barbecue chips. Doesn't matter what brand it is. It's going to taste like barbecue chips, and it's going to taste very good. And you can eat them anywhere, anytime, in the car. It tastes amazing.
That's great, because I wouldn't have taken them off your hands anyway.
Exactly.
So you keep them.
I'm keeping them, and they're only for me. I'm exposing raisins, anything with raisins in them. Raisins stink. There's dried up grapes.
But are raisins on your roster to begin with?
I mean, they just stink.
Okay.
That's my point.
That's fine.
Even with trail mix in them, I'll never eat them, and I'll just toss them out.
Maybe you inherited them. Maybe you took over the team and raised
them. Bad contract
for
a previous
roster.
Regime. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Danny, next category. Holidays. You got to protect one. You got to expose one. Go.
We're protecting Thanksgiving. It's the entire point. It's the reason why we're here. It's the lifeblood of the organization. Without Thanksgiving, we are not a team, so we're going to absolutely protect Thanksgiving. We're going to expose New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is amateur hour. New Year's Eve is prom for grown-ups. New Year's Eve stinks. It's always a letdown. It's too expensive. I don't need a top hat. Stop putting that noisemaker in my face. I don't want to puke in your cab and pay 10 times fare for Uber. New Year's Eve stinks. We are exposing it in the draft.
I would have protected Thanksgiving, but I'm going to get a little creative and go out of the box since you already did that. I will protect Christmas. Christmas is a good time for me. A lot of great memories, presents, giving, and receiving. Love that. I'll protect Christmas. I will expose the 4th of July. You can have it. I love America just as much as anybody else. It's super hot. It's gross. I don't want to be in a public pool with a lot of people. And fireworks are slightly overrated unless they're like perfectly done and I'm in a great vantage point. So you can have 4th of July. I'm exposing. By the way, that's a player that some teams might jump on. You think the Kraken don't want 4th of July, Danny?
That's a hot take there.
My pretzels and 4th of July top line is formidable.
You feel good about that so far?
Yes.
The only I don't know. Other than pretzels, I'm waiting for something to pounce on at this point. Because I'm kind of in lockstep with you where I'm not the biggest fan of the holiday in question there. All right, Darius, what do you got?
All right, so I will... again, I would have protected Thanksgiving, but
of course you would have.
Yeah, we'll get past that. I will protect Memorial Day. Memorial Day is basically the unofficial start of summer.
It's non-star, so you're basically protecting like a fourth liner that gets you like
9 minutes. Great value for great value.
The penalty kill abilities of Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it gets you the day off.
The Carl Hagelin of holidays.
And then I will not protect Labor Day. Labor Day is the unofficial start to fall.
That's a good point.
It's just a day off. It's not really necessary. But
you're exposing Labor Day.
Yeah, just
my
exposing
best
Labor
guess
day.
Is you're still going to be stuck with Labor Day. I don't think the Kraken are going to take Labor Day, even if you expose it. Ryan, protect, expose, holidays.
I'm protecting Halloween because it's a great time of year weather-wise, candy all over the place, people scaring each other. It's a fun holiday. And parties, too.
Also, you're 21, girls dressing up in really hot costumes.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That
sounds
is
right.
Very
you're allowed
true.
To say that still,
that's
I
fair.
Think.
Yes, yes. I will agree to that. But I'm going to be exposing Valentine's Day. I don't believe love is real anymore. I've had my heart crushed many, many of times. So Valentine's Day, you can take it. I haven't celebrated it, and I won't celebrate it. So, yeah.
Love is real, just so you know. Love is a thing, and love is blind. It could be coming for you at any moment. You
maybe.
Won't know it.
Not yet.
If you fall in love, will you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Sure.
But for right now, you're exposing it.
Right now, I'm exposing
it. Danny is popped right now.
Danny likes
it. It comes so bad.
All right. We'll wait for Danny for a second. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Travis and Culpepper. Travis, what do you got?
Hey, Grant, Danny. I'd like to hear expose or protect fast food chains.
Ooh, fast food chains is a good one. I will protect at all costs. I only get one, I guess. That's how we're playing.
Yeah, how do you do this?
Big fat guy over here is like, I'll do these three. I'm going to protect Chick-fil-A.
Anyone that does burgers. Okay, sorry.
Chick-fil-A just tries harder and does better than everybody else. Chick-fil-A service is the best. Their breakfast is really good. Their chicken sandwiches are great. I eat at Wendy's and McDonald's more often, but I think the effort at Chick-fil-A is just a game changer. I'd protect them all, but I only get one, so I'll protect Chick-fil-A. I'm going to expose any of the many fast food restaurants that people over-talk about on the West Coast that don't get to eat here. So I'm going to say In-N-Out. I'm going to expose In-N-Out, and I'll never think twice about it.
Wow. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Because they're valuable to us in our operation, I'm going to protect Five Guys.
Oh,
I want Five Guys burgers on the roster. What you said, Chick-fil-A was my first thought,
Hang on.
But we're talking about
Hang on. Clarification, Travis. Yeah. You said fast food. I think of window. I think of staying in my car and getting fed.
Does fast food, does Five Guys count? That is fast casual dining.
Five Guys is fast casual.
Correct. That's not fast
food. So it's not fast food?
Not fast
food. Okay, so I have to pick a different one. Okay, I'll pick a different one. Wow. All right. That is okay. Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to. What about Chipotle?
By the way, you lost a lot of weight if you can't get a fast food versus fast casual declaration. I don't even know you.
Fast.
I don't even know you anymore. The
Chipotle's
old Danny Rouillet would have never thought Five Guys was fast food. But to you now, it's all just stuff you can't eat. I don't even know you.
I'm making lettuce wraps. What about Chipotle? Is that fast casual?
Oh, my God. I'm so mad at you. That's fast casual. Does it have a window? Can you sit in your car and eat it while listening to the radio?
Yes, it comes in a wrapper.
What Chipotle has a window?
It's not the dumb bowls that you get with three meats in it. The rest of us wrap up burritos, eat them all over the place.
Guy, if you got to get out of your car to eat it, it's not fast food.
All right, I will protect Wendy's, and we hate to lose this guy, but I'm going to expose Taco Bell.
Whoa, my God. By the way, I'm going to expose Taco Bell.
The reaction in the room on that. Insane.
Yep.
Now, I've never eaten a Taco Bell, so it means nothing to me.
It's gonna
Danny,
hurt.
You should have seen Darius and Ryan when you said Taco Bell.
Unbelievable.
You can't keep everybody. You can't keep everybody. We have 10 forwards already.
I guess we know who's claiming Taco Bell on waivers.
You could have dropped like Bojangles or something. Jeez.
I'm not exposing Bojangles.
Let's go to Dave and Reston on Grant and Danny. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. How are you?
Good. We're protecting one, exposing one, but we need our category. What do you got for us?
I'm thinking barbecue, and let's stick to main dishes.
Main dishes of barbecue. Danny, you're up.
I'm going to protect pulled pork in this. I'm going to protect pulled pork. I think when it's done right, that's the pinnacle. That's everything. That's the reason. And I'm going to expose barbecued chicken. I will expose barbecued chicken.
I'm going to protect brisket. I'm going to expose. God, this is so terrible.
How do you do that?
I mean, what am I? What? Throw some at me, Danny. That I
can. You're
gonna
expose ribs?
No,
you're gonna
expose
like chopped chicken, pulled chicken.
Pulled chicken, fine. I'll expose pulled chicken. That was evil, Dave. That was an evil category.
That hurt.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I like that. All right, you guys can hit us up. 800-636-1067. You see how the game is played. Next, let's go musicians. Let's go animals. Let's go types of cookies. And we will hear what categories are on the phones as well. 800-636-1067. Day of the expansion draft. You got to protect one. You got to expose one on G&D.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Danny, let's start with actors. Protect one, expose one.
I'm going to protect Tom Hardy. I think he is perfect. Everything he does is great, whether it's small bit roles in TV or headlining movies. I think he's outstanding. And I'm going to expose Miles Teller. Miles Teller can be taken by somebody else.
I'm going to protect Denzel Washington. Everything he does is gold to me. I'm going to expose Nicolas Cage. I'm good.
Whoa!
At never seeing Nicolas Cage in anything.
You're all set.
Darius.
Nicolas Cage.
Marsh Grant.
That's hilarious. Actually, I'm kind of with you on kind of like the overrated like 90s action star guy. I'll expose Bruce Willis.
Ooh.
Kind of done. You know, we're good.
You had our time. He might be playing second wing.
You got it.
Second line wing for me.
You got it. He's all yours. And I will protect. Oh man, this is kind of tough. I just feel like Vin Diesel's a first stringer, and I just got to keep him on the team. You know?
Danny,
why not? Just for entertainment purposes.
You would have skipped right by his name on the waiver wire.
You could expose him all day. Anything more than one line of "I am Groot" is unacceptable.
All right, I'm protecting Adam Sandler. I'm going to expose Tom Cruise. He stinks.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tom Cruise to the Kraken. Guy just makes hits in six decades.
Tom Cruise is going to be on my squad if he's not on yours.
He's my first line center. I've got 4th of July, Tom Cruise, and pretzels on my top line.
Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Hey, Jim, how are you?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, I'm going to expand it a little bit. You'll have three choices to make of 106.7, the fan radio shows. You've got the high price, long-term contract of the morning show.
Wow.
The Steady Eddie afternoon show that is reasonably priced, but they're going to be around, solid performer. And you got the new kids on the block of the day show. They're hungry, but they're inexpensive, but they're inexperienced. What do you got?
I'll go first just to get myself on the hot seat. Off the hot seat.
There you go.
I'll expose our show. I'll start with that. Easy to say that so that I don't have to make it awkward with anybody else. I will protect, with all due respect to Brian Mitchell and J.P. Finley.
Wow.
The gentlemen who keep the lights on around here and have for a long, long time. Sports junkies are going to be just fine. And specifically, I'm going to protect Johnny Cakes Auville. Danny, you're up.
So I think you touched on it. The Ovechkin here is the junk. So we're protecting the junks, even if somebody
poor
you know starts sniffing around. And I think I probably have to expose us. If they want us, we probably get a more featured, prominent role with the Kraken. I'll move to Seattle. Softy Mahler, you and me, we'll do something.
AWOD survived somehow. He hosts every show every single day in all the time slots. And the AWOD army is rejoicing somewhere. Let's go to 80s action movies, I think, is Brendan's. Is that right? What do you got here? What are you talking about?
Hey, Grant, Danny. See, I am, that is my category, and it's specifically for Danny because he's just like me, a pop culture nerd. And so I want you guys to pick one 80s action movie and leave one exposed.
I love it, Brendan. Thank you. I got some ideas here, but Danny, you go first.
The movie I'm keeping is one of the most perfect movies ever made, 1987's Predator, featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger and a whole bunch of buff dudes down there in the jungle fighting the Predator. That movie's awesome. It kicks all kinds of ass. I'm keeping that. I'm going to expose Red Dawn. I will expose Red Dawn. I think it's a little bit rated.
I'm going to protect Top Gun. Does that count as an action movie for you?
Absolutely it does.
Okay. By the way, Tom Cruise is already a member of my organization, as we know, because Ryan somehow inexplicably exposed him. So I'm going to protect Top Gun. I'm going to expose all of the Indiana Jones movies. They stink on ice. They're so terrible.
Please welcome all the Indiana Jones movies, second line center. So perfect.
You're building your roster.
So perfect.
I mean, I wouldn't even think twice about exposing them, by the way. I would call the GM of the other team and be like, you know, I got really nice things to say about them. I think they'd be perfect in your locker room. We just can't keep them. It's a shame. I would do everything I could to get them plucked off of my roster. Let's go to Blake in Fairfax on Grant and Danny. What's up, Blake?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, dude?
You bet.
I got adult beverages, but you can't just give me, I'm protecting beer and exposing liquor. You got to give me specific drinks.
I like that. I'm protecting an old fashioned, and I am exposing IPAs.
God, that's a good pick. I'm going to protect scotch on the rocks, most specifically. I am going to expose martinis. Why are they in that stupid, precarious glass that's just going to spill as we carry them around? They're dumb, and it's a dumb drink. Stop drinking them. Drink something else. Scotch, I protect. Martinis, I expose.
I want to hear 21-year-old Ryan's answer on this. Ryan, you get to expose one drink and protect one drink.
All right, so I'm protecting a Jack and Coke. It's there for me at my lowest and my highest points. I love that.
I as a Jack and Coke guy, I'm not going to Joan. I order that more than anything else. But there was a 1,000,000,000% chance that was going to be your answer.
Exactly.
That was a Ryan Lochte right there.
And then I'm going to expose a Coors Light.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
The CL Smooth gets gone?
Yes.
By the way,
gone.
Easily on my roster. I'm accepting the Coors Light. They are going to be the face of my franchise. We're going to build
penalty kill
our team. They're going to get the power play time, the penalty kill time. They're going to play 26 minutes a night. Might break records in my organization. Chris in Hyattsville, what's up?
Awesome.
All right, there's only six of them, okay? Friends, characters.
Oh, this is a good
one.
Oh,
wheelhouse for me.
This is wheelhouse. You go first.
I keep Joey, I expose Ross. Done. Hi. For two seasons. Gone.
I am protecting, with every ounce of my being, Rachel. For obvious reasons. She was very important to the show, clearly. I am exposing Phoebe, and I don't even have to worry about it. Like, Phoebe, thank you for the time. It was great. You're exposed. You're now a member of the Seattle Kraken. Let's go to Andrew in Stafford. Andrew, it's the day of the expansion draft in the NHL. Teams are protecting and exposing players. You give us the category. We'll protect one and expose one.
Fried appetizers.
Oh, my God. See, why are people doing this and making it so difficult for us?
That is diabolical.
Here's what I'm going to do.
That is diabolical.
I'm going to answer the man's question. And by the way, Darius, I'm coming to you here. I'm intrigued by your answer. I am going to protect the Buffalo wing. I am going to expose the fried pickle. You think I wanted to? I didn't. But you've given me an option that I don't like. So I have to expose
instant
the fried pickle.
Instant pickup on the fried pickle, by the way. Instant pickup for me.
It's playing next to Indiana Jones online, too?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to have fried pickles. We're going to sell so many fried pickle jerseys.
Scored by number 27, fried. Indiana Jones.
Assisted by 42, fried pickles.
Fried pickles.
All right.
Secondary assist to number 23, Coors Light.
Okay. How do we do this? I'm going to keep potato skins. And I'm going to expose.
This is tough.
I'm going to expose.
For the record, I'm about to claim whatever you expose.
Of course you are.
The second you expose it, it's no longer there. It's gone.
How do you expose something here? Fried appetizer. This is the worst decision I've ever made. This one is going to sting. You may not claim this one, but no, this one breaks my heart. I'm going to expose jalapeno poppers.
Guess what? I'm leaving it. You might get it back. Everything's fine.
Oh, man.
Darius, what are you protecting? What are you exposing?
The easy expose for me would be fried shrimp or any sort of fried seafood available as an appetizer. Seafood does nothing for me because I'm allergic to it, so don't care for it. It's all yours.
You could die, yeah. It's not as much fun for you.
Protecting egg rolls. Any kind of, if you give me a Southwestern egg roll, whatever it is, it has to stay with me.
You ever had a mozzarella stick?
Mozzarella sticks are great, but egg rolls are better.
Not good enough to protect, apparently, Darius.
No.
Let's go to Scott in Annandale, home of the Adams. What's up, Scott?
No, hey, Scott. What's up, fellas? Grant and Dave. This is the expansion draft for PTO activities. It's what you get to do when your wife and kids kick you out.
Oh boy!
And Grant, you got to be fair with this. You can't protect going to the movies by yourself and expose video games.
Okay.
Enjoy the show, fellas.
Well, you know me really well because those are some of my first thoughts.
Yeah.
I will protect. I'm gonna need Danny to make a ruling for me.
Go ahead.
Can I protect sitting in silence? Is that an activity or is that not an activity?
That's an activity.
Okay.
You can absolutely protect that.
I'm gonna protect sitting in silence and or just watching TV or at my house not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
I will expose going golfing. Meeting up with friends to do
Damn
any
it.
Kind of physical sport-like activity.
That was mine. All right, fine. Here we go. Protecting video games. I'm going to expose social gatherings. I'll expose being with other people.
I like that. It's a lot of fun. There's some therapeutic nature to this, I think. If you guys have a great one we weren't able to hit on, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, or 800-636-1067. We could squeeze one or two more in maybe on the back end of our 5 at 5, which is next. You'll hear from Giannis. You'll hear from a college football coach who can't believe how much Alabama's quarterback is making off of his name, image, and likeness. And we're going to get to the bottom of a big story in the NFL, all coming up in our 5 at 5 next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.